Coffee drawn from various societies and estates on Wednesday netted ₦690 million at the Nairobi Coffee Exchange, NCE, as the auction took a three-week recess. The auction witnessed an increase of volume traded where 19,031 bags of coffee were sold as compared to 10,737 bags that were auctioned last week. A total of 9,240 bags of premier grades of R and AB representing 48% of total volume auctioned, and Farmers ₦439 million. Alliance Berries Limited led seven other agents by trading the highest volume of coffee amounting to 9,456 bags earning ₦299.7 million. New KPCU traded 3,101 bags followed by Minnesota Coffee Marketers Limited which sold 2,093 bags and Kipkelian Broker Company sold 1,097 bags. Maganjo Factory of Nyeri County earned the highest price after selling a bag of grade R at ₦41,728. The factory which is part of Ramakia Coffee had 39 bags of grade R which was presented for auction by the new KPCU. New Mitaboni Factory got the second best price after netting ₦38,678 per bag of grade R, while Gathaiti Factory earned ₦37,779 per bag of the premier grade. In the category of buyers, Ebero Kenya Limited led other 21 buyers drawn locally and internationally by purchasing 5,395 bags of coffee at ₦172.7 million. Kenyakev Limited bought 3,216 bags of coffee at ₦98.5 million, while C. Dorman Limited purchased 2,123 bags at ₦79.5 million. Other buyers including Louis Dreyfus Limited bought 2,478 bags at ₦76.45 million, Taylor Winch Coffee Company purchased 1,732 bags at ₦67 million and Sassini Limited spent ₦39.8 million for 1,328 bags. NCE Chief Executive Officer Lispo Ndungu said the auction was shifted from Tuesday to yesterday due to the Gen Z anti-government protests that were witnessed in some parts of the country. She noted that the auction was done successfully, saying the average price for a kilo of cherry was ₦80 and ₦26,214 per bag of 50 kilos. Ndungu called upon cooperative societies to make plans and pay farmers without delay, saying the auction has proceeded for a three-week recess and is expected to resume on August 6.